I speak to you in the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. I have a friend who loves today's passage from Ephesians. On a retreat several years ago, we were asked to share our favorite Bible verse and to explain to the group why it was our favorite. This was Nick's favorite verse at the time, and the way he explained it was in saying that knowing that God's given him all of this power through the armor of God makes him feel like a powerful soldier of the Lord. This isn't traditionally a very Episcopal way to talk about our duty as Christians, and it took me aback a little bit. But when I pushed back on the use of military imagery, because I don't necessarily read the passage that way, he told me to read the passage again. He said, "You'll definitely see what I mean. There can be no other explanation. We are soldiers for the Lord." I still don't see it. When I used to design greeting cards for diocesan youth ministries, I was specifically asked to design cards with more powerful or masculine images for God. I have a tendency to gravitate towards more gentle or feminine images, I was told. And this passage was pointed out to me as a great masculine image to use in my greeting cards. But I don't believe that power is necessarily a masculine trait, nor do I believe that gentleness is exclusively a feminine one. I believe that we all possess elements of power and pieces of gentleness within our person. It's what makes us who we are as human beings. And despite, or perhaps because of all of the complexity involved with interpreting this passage, I've struggled with this part of Ephesians. And I know that I'm not alone. I've been part of many conversations, especially with liberal Christians or others, Episcopalians, who would prefer not to discuss the armor of God at all. In those discussions, it often comes up that this armor of God passage has been used against people by conservative or fundamentalist Christians who tend to try to tear down their liberal brothers and sisters. But by saying that and refusing to engage in conversation about it, not being willing to explore the Bible in its entirety, we're doing exactly what we accuse other folks of doing. We're picking out the passages that work for our own agenda. And so I think it's important to sit with passages that make us a little bit uncomfortable. What I'm wondering is if Ephesians is telling us that we need to use this armor to keep at arm's distance all of the things that upset us. Are we trying to keep the external influences of the world that would disrupt our inner equilibrium far away so that we can proclaim the gospel without altercation? But I think that what we're actually being asked to do here is to hold a contradiction. Hard and soft are melded together in this excerpt from the epistle. We have the image of the impenetrable Roman breastplate juxtaposed with the godly characteristic of righteousness. And they're together what we are clothing ourselves in. Further complicating my understanding of this passage is an idea that Thomas shared with us in his sermon 2 weeks ago, discussing kindness within the context of Ephesians. In his sermon, Thomas said, "I believe a gospel value is to have a thin skin, not a thick one." He talked about using our ability to feel deeply as part of what it requires to truly engage in kindness. He pointed out that this value of being thin-skinned is countercultural in many ways because we are so often telling our children and ourselves to buck up and shake it off. Don't let those insults get to you. When we feel deeply, we are motivated towards kindness. I sat with this idea quite a lot in the last couple of weeks. Where my struggle lies in how we rectify the seeming contradiction between having a thin skin and loading on the full armor of God. This issue feels like the same contradiction of language that we're looking at in the epistle here, the language of battle, yet it stands alongside these loving attributes of God. How are we to enter into life armored, yet still engage kindly through our ability to be truly affected by all that happens around us? How can we be armored, yet affected? When we read the passage from Ephesians, we hear the language of battle, but the directive issued by Paul is for the faithful to be emboldened toward evangelism because of the armor that they have been given. The shoes we are told to put on our feet are whatever will make us ready to proclaim a gospel of peace. So what is this battle if we are truly peaceful soldiers? The fact is, we're given this invisible armor of God to protect our oh-so-thin skin. The armor described in this letter is not a literal armor like that of our women and men serving in Afghanistan. This armor is penetrable and permeable. This armor of God does not prevent us from feeling, because we must continue to be affected if we have any hope of being effective agents of change. There is a difference between being vulnerable and being afraid. Our thin skin makes us vulnerable to the world around us. But we don't have to be afraid, because we know we have the armor of God to pick us up and carry us forward. Allowing ourselves to feel the pain of the world could be crippling. There is so much pain out there. But we are not paralyzed by this ability to feel. We are empowered by it. Our hearts are lit on fire by it, if we allow ourselves to feel it. The armor of God reminds us that we are never going out alone. God has equipped us for service, and the way we live into this verse lies in our ability to live in this gray area, to honor the seeming contradiction between our vulnerability and penchant toward kindness, and the armored soldier-like description we are given here. Just remember, when you think about this armor of God that you're putting on each and every day, it is completely permeable. It allows us to experience the fullness of creation while simultaneously fortifying us for the journey ahead, if we let it. If we put on this armor and make a decision to keep the rest of the world out with it, to say, "I am in the right because I have this armor," then we are not actually using it as it was intended. Being thin-skinned does not mean that we allow others to beat us down and to make us feel less than worthy. Being thin-skinned means we feel when others are attacking us or our fellow human beings, and we recognize that by virtue of the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness, we are strong enough to stand. We are strong enough to demand justice. It is the armor of God that prevents our demise under these difficult circumstances. We are called as Christians to take on the things that threaten to break our world. We are called to challenge systems of oppression and powers which suppress the rights of the people. When we do all of this, when we put on our armor of God, embrace our thin-skinned nature, and walk boldly into the world, proclaiming the gospel of peace. Amen.
stand. We believe in one God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven